Workers of Noble Gold Bibiani in the Western Region are embarking on a demonstration against the management of the company for deciding to lay off more than 700 workers without compensation. The demonstration, which is being patronized by the Bibiani community, is expected to present a petition to the DCE, Joe Adanse Bona, and the management of the company.
The causes of this demonstration is entirely why 1.5 months ago, the management called the mother union as a local union that they are going to make us redundant. So we signed a memorandum of understanding. And this includes paying of our money before we go. But what happened within this 3 month period, we served the government and we gave them 3 months. So we started from July 22nd to 22nd October, which is yet to come. Along the line, they came one day, unknowingly telling us we should get empty letter without money to go home. You will be attacking, you go home, you know, without any money, even a peso. So this has brought the whole confusion between management and the workforce. So we decided to back on this demonstration to fight for this, our grievances, because we know for sure they are cheating us. We cannot go home without the money. And we didn't invite them to pay us the money. They told us they are going to pay us money within 3 months. And the 3 months are not matured. So along the line, we see no reason why they have changed their mind to tell us to go home without giving us a peso. What are you going to tell our parents, our family, and our relatives? We have nothing to do. So we shall fight to the last blood, the last drop of blood, to take our money, or we take the money for ourselves.
But this has been a very peaceful demonstration where even the entire community has thrown their weight behind you. Don't you think, because the money involved is so much, that is why they are delaying in paying that lump sum of money to the workers?
It is deliberately, what I would say is deliberately, they don't want to pay the money at all. It's a matter of negotiation in installments by saying we have about 700. Why not they find a plan within themselves?
We now have Thomas Nsueje on the line to give us an update. Thomas, you're welcome. Hello, Thomas. Yeah, so what is the latest at the moment?
Yes, the demonstration just ended a short while ago, and the leadership has just presented a copy of the petition to the Bibiani Anyaso Bekwai District Chief Executive, Mr. Joe Bona, Adanse Bona. He has just received it. But let me just explain that the demonstration has been very peaceful, very, very quiet, and what is contained in the petition is that the workers are showing their displeasure to management for failing to honor a promise they made to them when they decided to lay them off as a result of the redundancy that they declared the workers. And also, they are saying that this demonstration has nothing to do with the reduction of the world price in the gold mine that people are agitating some time ago. But even it appeared in graphic that over 4,000 workers are going to be laid off in the mining areas. But this one is different because, according to the workers, they have met management and they have agreed that because the mines or the company is not performing, they are supposed to pay off about 700 workers off with some money that will due them. But unfortunately, management is not trying to comply with this directive, hence the need for that demonstration this afternoon, which has been very peaceful. I have one of the executives also very close to me, Mr. Raymond Tetevi, who can also briefly summarize the protest or summarize the presentation they made to the DCC executive.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to explain what is happening here. It's unfortunate that our demonstration has coincided with what is happening across the mining industry to the reference of the gold price dip that has caused a lot of operational difficulties for all companies, and they have to restructure and for that matter reduce their labor force. We understand the situation, so we agree that we've been declared redundant. We are ready to go home, but normally every performing company which wants to do redundancy, prepare for it, get the money and pay off the people, then they have a clean bill to start and go ahead with what they plan to do. But unfortunately, in our case, once we have signed a memorandum of understanding, spelling out all the packages that we're giving to workers to help them stabilize their psychological instability that is caused to them by the fact that they were abruptly asked to go home and then plan for their future, they reneged on everything in the MOU and decided to implement something else that they themselves have come out with without recourse to the union.
Okay, I think because of time, if you allow me, Mr. Titebi, you will talk and talk and talk and talk. I think the long and short of it is that the hotel has been very peaceful, very cooperative from the community, and we want to believe that the next month will not come back to meet this demonstration again.
Right, Thomas. Let me ask you a quick one. I think the thorny issue is that the company has decided to lay off more than 700 workers without that compensation. Have you been able to speak to some of the management members, especially on the need?
In fact, yes, some of the management are also part of people who have been declared redundant. So the one who spoke to me is both a staff and then a management. In fact, he's talking for both sides because they are also going home and they have to receive something compensatory enough to enable them to settle when they are out of a job.
Right, that will be all for now. That was correspondent Thomas Nsueje giving us an update about workers of Noble Gold Bibiani in the Western region.